case number 26, which you are about to hear, takes us to Eureka, California. It is early in the evening of August 1st, and a squad of California Highway Patrol officers, including Captain Kirkpatrick, Sergeant Warren, and officers Nichols, Chayton, and Hill, are conducting a light raid against defective headlights on 4th Street near the Sheriff's Office and County Courthouse.
You have a defective headlight on the right. Will you please drive over to the curb and hand this card to one of those officers over there?
All right, officer.
Okay, Payton, next car. Good evening. Will you direct your headlights on that screen? Now, please turn up the high beam.
Anything the matter with my light, officer?
Yes, I'll need some adjusting. The point is too high, and it's glaring.
Well, I didn't know about that, officer. You going to give me a ticket?
Oh, no. Just pull over to the curb and have one of those officers fill out this card. Then go to an official headlight adjusting station, have the necessary work done, and mail the card to us.
Yes, sir.
All right, Peyton, next car. Hey, say, Sergeant Warren.
You call me Captain Kirkpatrick?
Yeah, how much of a line have we stacked up here?
Well, they go back quite a way. There's a lot of cars coming into Eureka tonight. Looks like most of them have bad headlights.
Well, see if we can speed up operations a little, then. I'll go ahead here with a screen. All right, sir. Will you turn your headlights on the screen there?
You and me both, sister. Say, I'm glad I stopped at your place for dinner. I didn't know I'd get a nice girlfriend for dessert.
There you go again. You and your wisecracks. And ain't every guy that stops at the inn for supper asks me to go into town to go dancing.
Ah, go on, Jenny. I bet you get lots of dates. You're a pretty swell-looking gal, you know. I bet I'm just lucky you weren't all set to go out tonight.
Say, we're really going to have a lot of fun tonight. I haven't been dancing since I was down in Stockton.
Way down there? Gosh, you've been doing a lot of traveling, haven't you?
Sure, I get around. I've been as far south as Ensenada. That's about 100 miles over the Mexican border. I've been to Denver and up to Portland. Well, I've been just about every place in the West.
Golly, I sure envy you. You must have a lot of money to go traveling so much. You a salesman or something?
Well, I've got a little money, enough. And say you struck it right, sister. That's what I am, a salesman.
No wonder you get around. What line do you sell for?
Well, I sell tractors, Elgin tractors. I've just been sent up here to cover the territory.
Elgin tractors? I never heard of them. They must be a new kind.
Yeah, they are. That's why they sent me here to open up this territory.
Then we'll be able to see a lot more of each other, won't we?
You said it, baby.
And Jim, I know a lot of farmers might be able to use your tractors. I can introduce you to them.
That'll be swell, Jenny. But let's not talk business. We're out to have a real big time.
You bet we are. Hey, look, there's the bridge. We're in Eureka already. Gosh, I was so busy talking, I didn't notice.
So this is Eureka, is it?
Yeah, sure it is.
It's quite a little town, isn't it?
Oh, it's the biggest town any place around here.
Say, you ought to see some of the cities I've been in. They're real towns.
Well, we have everything any other place has right here.
Oh, sure. I haven't said anything about it, have I? I just meant that some towns I've seen would make this place look kind of small, that's all. Why, I can see this is quite a place, all right. You know, I think I'm going to like this part of the country.
You think so, Jim? That's swell. Hey, look, there's the county courthouse and the sheriff's office right down there ahead.
Where?
Right down there where they're stopping all those cars.
Well, they are stopping cars, aren't they? Wonder what's up.
I don't know. Maybe they're testing headlights. Pop's been stopped 3 times, and every time he's had to have his headlights fixed.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're checking headlights.
Hey, that policeman's signaling for you to come around. See that big screen with the lines on it? You have to shine your lights on that. That officer is signaling for you to drive up in front of the screen.
Yeah, I see he is.
Good evening. Would you please shine your headlights on that screen ahead?
Sure thing, officer.
Now, will you turn up the high beam?
There. Anything wrong with them?
Yeah, one of them's out of alignment. You'll have to get it adjusted.
Well, say, officer, this isn't my car. I borrowed it from a friend of mine this afternoon. Go you want to get that headlight fixed tonight? I'd hate to spoil a good evening fooling around getting a light fixed, especially when this isn't my car.
No, you won't have to get it fixed tonight.
Well, what do I do?
I'll take this card over to one of the officers at the curb. He'll tell you what to do with it.
Do I just give it to the man I borrowed this car from then?
Yeah, the owner's responsible.
Pardon me, Captain Fitzpatrick, but I think we'd better check his license number.
All right, Sergeant. Car you're driving?
Why, no, it isn't. I borrowed it from a fellow this afternoon.
What's your name?
Packer, Jim Packer.
May I see your driver's license?
Sure, here it is right in my... Say, I don't have it after all. I must have left it in my other coat this afternoon. Is something the matter, officer?
Well, who was the man you borrowed the car from?
Why, it was a man in Crescent City at the hotel there. I got to talking with him this afternoon. When I mentioned I wanted to come down this way, he told me I could use his car. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. He seemed like a pretty decent sort of fella. And when he insisted that I use his car, I just went ahead and took it. I hope nothing's wrong. I'd hate to get in any sort of a mix-up.
Would you mind stepping out of the car while I check the registration slip?
Certainly, officer. Anything at all. Say, if you doubt my story at all, you can check it by phoning the hotel there in Crescent City. They'll tell you who I am, all right, and they'll know who the man is that I borrowed the car from.
I see. Well, I guess we'd better do that. You come with me. It's just a step over here to the sheriff's office.
Certainly. Now, you stay right here, Jenny. I'll be back in a minute. Don't worry about anything.
Okay, Jim.
All right, baby.
Hey, say, Sergeant, take charge of the light screen while I step over to the sheriff's office with this young man.
Okay, Captain.
All right, Peyton, send the next one up. I'll pull this car on over to the curb.
I can't understand how anything can be the matter, officer. I'm sure there must be some sort of a misunderstanding.
Well, it'll only take us a second to check on your story.
Yeah, but I don't want to have any trouble here.
Oh, we're not going to have any trouble. I just want to talk things over. Hey, where are you going? Hey, come back here, you fool. Hey, stop. Stop, or I'll have to plug you.
He's heading through that service station, Captain. Shall I shoot over his head?
No, keep running, Nichols. I'll try to stop him with this. He's stopping in the middle of the street. He's shooting back at us. He must be one of the men we're looking for. Pull down on him, Nichols. He means business.
He's running towards that street.
Hill, you and Nichols keep after him on foot. Hey, Warren, go after him in the squad car. I'm going to turn in a general alarm.
Come on, Hill. This guy must be a track star the way he's gaining on us. If you get a chance, shoot to stop him. There goes Duan. I hope he gets that guy before he has a chance to dive into an alley or something. Maybe one of the city patrolmen will see him and stop him on suspicion. Our only chance is to get him in a hurry.
How's the police work going tonight?
Oh, hello there, George. Everything all right with you?
Oh, things are going nicely, O'Neill. Very nicely. Say, what's that?
Must be a fire someplace. Oh, that isn't a fire siren. That's a police car.
Sounds like it's coming closer to me.
Must be just over the next block.
Hey, look, here's a guy coming down the alley.
There's a highway patrol car chasing him.
Hey, oh, stop. What? Car in the highway patrol.
Hey, find that pool room across the street.
Come on, that guy won't stop at anything to get away. Here, in this door. Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, it's you, O'Neill.
Hey, where's the guy that just ran through here?
Oh, he ducked out the back way into the alley.
I'll take this door over here. You go out that one.
Got away. No, he didn't. There he goes, down the alley there.
He's ducking into that restaurant. I'll follow him. You circle around the front and try to stop him as he comes through.
Okay, but watch yourself. He'll shoot it out with you if he gets a chance.
I'll take care of him, all right.
Where did that fellow just come in here?
He
just got through that door. What's
the
trouble here? Everyone is cheating the train, so run us through my place.
Hey, you. You're under arrest.
Oh, yeah? How'd you come and get me, copper?
Keep back. Keep back, you'll be moved. That man's dangerous.
Keep back there.
All right, you. That's where you are.
Do I have to break it? Better stop shaking me around this table, copper. I'll let you have it.
Hey, I better get my hands on you.
Okay, here you go, pal.
No.
He's going out. Turn the door off.
Stop. Cover out, you. Stop that gun, you.
Oh, no, you don't.
Drop that gun, I tell you.
Make fellow catch.
Hold him, O'Neill. Don't use that gun.
You better let up from the camera right that's coming.
Oh, no, you don't. Okay, O'Neill.
I can't let you have it.
Look out. He's holding you. Get him away.
Oh,
Did he hit you?
No.
Put a shot right past my face, though. Burning up from the powder.
Well, those too close for comfort. I'll have the boys run you over to the hospital the minute they arrive.
Hey, Tony. Hold that water. Jump and send the squad car down here right away.
You bet. Get permitted right away.
Say, who is this guy we've been chasing anyway?
Why, it's Everett Parman. He's wanted for murder over in Roseville.
Oh, Parman, eh?
Say, aren't there supposed to be a couple of other guys with him?
Yeah.
Well, if there's anything like this, Bert, we're going to have our hands full. Oh, here comes one of the cars now. You want me to send for an ambulance?
You think you're hitting that hard?
I don't mean for him. I mean for you.
Me?
Say, it'll take a lot more than powder burns to get me in one of those.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.